the Philippines.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, just to reiterate the commitment of the Philippines, which serves together with Chile as coordinator for universalization, remains full. And we thank the expressions of support from the Japanese ambassador and our colleagues from Spain and Italy in this regard. On the question, Mr. President, of whether the three different segments under the section on universalization, the Philippines is flexible and is ready to adhere to the prevailing consensus as long as it does not dilute the centrality of our efforts to promote formal adherence. On the second question, Mr. President, the Philippines believes that there are elements that could still further enrich this section as follows. With regard to the promotion of formal adherence, the chapeau could also mention the challenges that the convention has met with regard to universalization. I think the UK has also mentioned this, and this was a key lesson when we organized a workshop in Manila for regional stakeholders in 2019, that there are also challenges that have to be recognized. And this includes, among others, security concerns, for example, or bureaucratic difficulties, as well as domestic preoccupation with more pressing issues. In Manila, it was mentioned last year that the more pressing issue of climate change has somehow preoccupied bureaucracies and have led them to lose focus in terms of pursuing the ratification process. And we believe that more recently, the pandemic must also be taken into account. And also the perception that the convention entails additional cost or entails no benefit for those who are not contaminated by cluster munitions are also similarly a challenge. Framing these challenges, Mr. President, would be essential in identifying concrete action points that this section could include. And the Philippines believes that there are several ways forward to promote the universalization of the convention in the short and immediate term. This includes, firstly, the workshop tracks. And of course, we fully agree with Germany on the need to have a more regional and experts-led track in this regard. And this is why the Philippines, as you know, is already organizing a virtual forum to promote the convention among the ASEAN member states' military experts. The formal track, including diplomatic correspondences between states, maintaining the informal working group on universalization that the Philippines and Chile have recently convened, developing a CCM champions network that would push for ratifications in several bureaucracies, exploring the possibility of having a high-level envoy, and we also fully support Japan's suggestion to target countries that are already in a way, low-hanging fruits, Mr. President. For example, the 47 APBMC members who are not yet states parties to the convention. With regard to promoting the universal observance of the convention's norms, the Philippines supports the inclusion in a constructive manner of expressions of concern on the use or any use of cluster munitions in any part of the world, but not only by states, but also by armed non-state actors. In addition, the Philippines would support the inclusion of an appeal on all states and armed non-state actors to immediately cease the use and transfer of cluster munitions due to their humanitarian impact. Thank you, Mr. President.